All right. Welcome, everyone, to our second call, the working group on the ICANN Middle East regional strategy. So our call today has a couple of items on the agenda. Basically, we want to, we started last time with some discussion about the charter, and then we continued the discussion over email. We shared the charter with the working group. We encouraged the working group members to provide some input and suggestions regarding changes they would like to see in the charter. And Fahad also took a stab at this, and he made some changes, some very sort of high level or minor, I would say, changes in the current charter that was developed by the previous strategy working group. And I think he had shared those changes with you for further discussion and feedback. So basically, according to the charter and the email communication that has been going on in the past week or so, there are probably five items in the charter that we need to finalize together with you. One is regarding the name of the strategy working group. And as some of you know, the previous working group was called the Middle East and Adjoining Countries, or MIC, Strategy Working Group, SWG. And there has been some discussion on whether we should keep the name as is or change it. And there have been some views, some in favor of keeping the name as is, and some in favor of changing it to the Middle East Strategy Working Group. And I think there was also a suggestion to call it MENA SWG. So basically, according to the discussion on the mailing list, the majority wanted to keep the name as Middle East Strategy Working Group. But let me give you my personal, opinion. I think this issue of changing the name of the strategy and the strategy working group from Middle East to Middle East and adjoining countries, this issue was raised a few years back, and it was raised by community members from countries that do not clearly fall, within, what we usually call the Middle East. Countries like, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iran, and maybe Turkey, maybe some other countries in Africa like Somalia or Sudan and so forth. And the agreement back then was to change the name of the strategy and the strategy working group to reflect the inclusiveness of the work that we do. But at the same time, we also noted that this should not, lead to further discussion on, changing the, for example, the name of the, how ICANN call the region, whether it's Middle East region, whether it's something else. We thought that let's keep the change limited to the strategy and the strategy working group. So today, the reason we opened this, discussion is that we need to review the charter, because the new working group has to have a new charter, and the group has to agree on the new charter, and the naming is one of those aspects that is, included in the charter. So my personal opinion is that even though if the majority today, sees that it's better to keep the name simple as Middle East, I personally would be more conscious of perhaps the minority that, fall under the countries that I mentioned. And I would keep the name as is. But again, this is my personal opinion. the working group will have collectively to make such a decision. So this is regarding the first point. I can go through the rest of the points regarding the charter, and then we can have a discussion. Or if you want to stop me here and comment on the first point, the name of the strategy working group, I'm fine either way. So, okay, Rafi raised his hand. Rafi, go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Bahar, and thanks for the introduction. So, regarding the name, I mean, I saw the response and the comments. I acknowledge how it's kind of sensitive and important for many. Personally, I think it's not that important as we might believe, because all of the names we are trying to find out are all kind of construct. For example, I'm from Tunisia, so I would ask probably maybe adding North Africa. Other I know in the like in Iran and Pakistan, so maybe those are the adjoining countries. So we can be tempted to add all and create some name. However, what I think it's more critical here than the name and or maybe the branding is to in our charter, maybe if it's clearly outlined and highlighted, the countries that they are under, they are covered by our strategy. So if maybe even we can move from even Middle East if needed, but just what I think it's more critical is really the scope and the targeted countries. If we can be specific and outline them, I think that will be enough for me. We can spend long time really arguing what is the correct name, but I don't see what can be really the most, I would say, like short, not too long, and something really it's used by even, I mean, around the community. So this is my thinking. I'm not pushing for it, but I really want that we just focus what the country we are covering and avoid this kind of arguing about the name.
Thank you, Rafi. Just to note that the countries that are covered by the strategy are listed. I'm sure they were listed in the strategy document. I'm not sure about the charter, but they can certainly be listed in the charter as well. However, we still, you know, need to have a name for this working group or for the strategy document. 6 years ago, we started with Middle East strategy, and you know, we went with that name for some time, and then you know there was this suggestion to change it to something else, and we ended up using MEAC, and we've been using this name for almost 5 years now. I agree with you that we shouldn't, you know, spend more time on this particular point because we have more important stuff to deal with. So I'll move to Hadia. Next.
Thank you, Bahar. On this topic, I think first off we should step away from trying to define what the Middle East region is. There are many definitions, and stepping away from that is better. Also, as you mentioned, Bahar, the region itself, as defined by ICANN, it's called the Middle East region, and it includes all the countries all the the countries that or members participating from countries in this group, and so as for the region, I think it's not within this the scope of this group actually to discuss the name of the region itself, as this is the strategy working group, and if we are to discuss the name of the region itself. to do that. So let's say that what's within scope is the discussion of the name of the strategy working group. I would totally agree that to stick to with the current name, which is Middle East and adjoining countries. Because many do see this as more representative, and I think this is the most important thing. Every member of this group should feel that the name represents him or her. So I am with keeping the name as it is, Middle East and adjoining countries. And I am also with any other suggestion that would let the people or the members of this strategy working group it or any other suggestion from Fouad or others that feel that might be non-represented. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Hadia. I don't see any more hands up. So just for the sake of time, my suggestion is, because on the mailing list, again, we've seen, people asking for changing the name from MEC back to Middle East, but there was I think also one clear objection by one of the members who wanted to stick to the MEC or MEAC as the name. So my suggestion is to keep the name as is, and this goes in line with what Rafi said about not spend too much time about the name, etc., and also what Hadia said, that she's also okay with keeping the name as is. And if there is any, clear objection to the name, which is MEAC, then please raise this or flag this on the mailing list. We'll have a chance till end of this week to finalize the charter. So for now, I'm going to move to the next item for the charter, next item on the charter, which is the term of the strategy. Now, again, based on the feedback we've got on the mailing list, majority of the members were in favor of having a 5 years term in line with the ICANN strategic plan, which is 21 to 25. So 5 years regional plan, goes in line with the 5 years ICANN strategic plan. Unless there is an objection on this particular point, we can move to the next item. So anyone in disagreement to have a 5 years regional strategy term, please raise your hand or you can comment in the chat. I see no hands up. Okay, and I see that the comments in the chat are still related to the name of the working group. Okay, no comments on the term of strategy, so I'll take that everyone is in agreement to have a 5 years term. All right. The third item in the charter is the chair and the vice chair. Now, according to the current charter, we have to have a chair and a vice chair of the working group. Now, there was one suggestion that came on the mailing list to have two vice chairs instead of one. Okay, personally, I don't have a strong opinion, the charter suggests that a voting system will take place in instances where two or more members of the working group are contesting for the same position. This is the process as described by the charter. So first of all, are we fine with keeping the leadership roles to the level of the chair and the vice chair, or you want to change that to something else? And again, there was one suggestion on the mailing list to have two vice chairs instead of one. Any comments? Zakir, please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Yes, actually, I suggested that we should have two vice chairs instead of one, because keeping in view the existing or, you know, the previous strategy, we have seen that, you know, sometimes a chair might not be able to lead the discussion or to chair a call or discussion or any activity within the SWG. And then we might not be having the vice chair available to, you know, lead or preside over the call or any discussion that is taking place. So that's why, keeping in view the trend within the existing strategy working group, I thought we should have two vice chair, so that if instead of the chair and one vice chair they are not available, there should be, you know, a third option available whereby another vice chair can help the chair in leading these calls and discussions or any activity on the mailing list. Thank you.
Thank you, Zakir. Okay, there's one comment, or actually one question, on whether this would make the communication more complicated. I think this is Noha. No, I think that Zakir's point is mainly about, you know, in instances where the chair is not available and the vice chair is not able to step in. So maybe having a second vice chair or two vice chairs will, you know, increase the probabilities that, you know, there is a leadership in place. To lead the work. Rafiq, you are in the queue. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Ben. So I understand Zakir's rationale here, and I can see maybe what looks like a benefit, but based, I think, on like different working how it works. I mean, having a chair and vice chair, I think it's fine, because the vice chair can be the kind of the backup or standby in the case of to replace the chair for some period, or even, I mean, maybe for a longer time and so on. Adding more to what it will, it's like a leadership team, can add more difficulties and kind of challenges. So I think that we need to agree on how then the team will work and kind of the what is the role of every one of that leadership team. So I would advise to keep it simple, because the chair and vice chair, so that we ensure at least a kind of the replacement if needed. And also maybe why not think about the future to prepare a next chair, the vice chair, and so to have that chance. But at the end of the day, the role of the chair, I think it's kind of more a facilitator or coordinator to ensure that the tasks are done and the deadlines are met and so on. It's not really about decision making and so on. It's really just about to ensure that work is done and things are moving. So this is my, I think, based on my experience, like working group or GNSO and so on, but I think it's up to the team to see what's maybe more preferable here.
Okay, thank you, Rafi. I can see also that Fuad is for keeping it simple or flat. Puya said, I think having two vice chairs will make coordination between the three members team difficult. Okay. Hadia, teamwork is the most important aspect. Okay, so I don't see, I think it seems that the majority is for keeping things as simple as possible. So perhaps, by keeping it to the chair and the vice chair as it has been for the past 4 years. So I think this would be the best way to go. Again, unless there is a strong objection from any of the members, you will still have till end of this week to flag this on the mailing list. Are there any hands up? I don't see any. Okay. All right. So let's move to the next point. The membership of the working group. Again, according to the current charter and the current, or not the current, but the previous working group, we used to have members and observers. And the main difference between members and observers is that observers can comment through the mailing lists on the work done by the strategy working group, but they're not expected to participate in the actual work activities of the strategy working group and cannot vote or take leadership roles in the strategy working group. So this is the main difference between members and observers. So the question is, do we want to continue having observers as part of the working group? In that case, we're going to keep the part or the section in the charter about membership and observers, or members and observers. We're going to keep it as is. However, if you want to change that, then we're going to, have to change the charter, basically. So, Hadia, is your hand up?
Yes, it is. Thank you, okay. Meher. I just raised my hand to say that I would. I am with keeping the charter as is and with having both memberships and observers. I think there is a benefit from having observers because some of the community that actually do not have the time to actively participate sometimes would like to be updated and follow what's happening. That's one thing. Another thing, some other community members that feel that they are not ready right now to be part of this group, but would like to know more and learn, having observers also allows for that. So I actually think that there are merits in having observers. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Hadia. I see that both Fouad and Rafi both are also with keeping the current model as is in terms of members and observers. Poya also saying the same thing. Okay, now to the next point, and this is actually to Fouad's last comment about the open membership versus closed membership. Now, again, with the current charter and with the previous working group, the membership used to be open, meaning that anytime, so long as the working group is still mandated, or its mandate is still valid, like for the 5 years or whatever the period is, anyone is welcome to join the working group. In the past, we used to receive requests to join the working group as a staff. We used to get these requests. We would share them with the working group, and then the working group would make a decision on whether to accept those requests or not. In the past 4 years, not a single request was declined, or the requests that came through were accepted, and we kept the membership open for the whole period of the strategy, working group. The question is, do you want to continue with the same practice, or do you want to change this? Again, changing this will require change in the charter. Now, Fouad said that keep the membership of the working group closed, but observers can join in any time. This is what Fouad said. Now, I see that Rafi and Hadia have their hands up. Rafi, you first, and then Hadia.
Thanks. I think for having observer, it's fine. I mean, it's current practice, but about the point for closed or people can join anytime. I'm thinking here more like kind of a middle ground. So I think we have now in the team, and we should start as soon as possible to work on the strategy per se. But we might let people to join us later. However, I think we can put some kind of condition in the way to not hinder the team or to make it more easier for anyone to join. This is just kind of the experience now we are having in Genesis, to put some rules that if someone joining like late or the middle of the work, is to kind of commit to not open closed issues. So I think we, at the team level, we will reach some consensus in a different topic. And if someone join after that, we should avoid really reopening the issues, because that might create some tension and doesn't really help the team to make progress. So if we can ensure like rules like this, I think it would be fine to have people to join later on. I mean, I'm not sure how many really will join, since I think the main part of the work will be done in within a few months. But just in case, to be kind of open, but to not impact the team heavily. So.
Okay. Thank you, Rafi. Hadia, you're next, and then Zach.
Thank you. Thank you, Bear. Thank you, Rafi, for this. So I tend to agree with what Rafi just said. I am with having an open membership, but meanwhile, I don't want such practice to hinder the work of the group. So I would agree definitely to having an open membership, but having some rules like not to reopen closed topics, that would actually help. And again, you know, I think not many would join later, but having the option is good. Thank you.
Thank you, Hadia. Zachary, you're next.
Thank you, Bahir. Actually, I've already suggested this on the mailing list as well. We should keep it open. Why? Number one, because 5 years is a long time. And you know, in these 5 years, we will have 14, 15 ICANN meetings. And every ICANN meetings, a lot of community members from the region come to know about the work of SWG and the SWG itself. So, you know, a lot of fellows, NextGen and other, you know, community members from the region would want to join the strategy working group. And that's why we should keep it open so that they can come, they can join us and contribute to the working of the SWG. Number two, I agree with Hadia and Rafiq on the concern that they have shown that yes, definitely. New members should not be, you know, hindering the work of the SWG that is going on. So for that, I personally would suggest that we should open the membership, you know, in line with ICANN meeting. So during every ICANN meeting, community members, fellows, NextGen, you know, observers, they will come to know about SWG and they might be interested in joining this SWG. So right after the ICANN meeting, we should open the membership drive for like 10 days or 15 days, and that's where, you know, new members can join. And then meanwhile, if anybody is interested between to become a member of SWG between two ICANN meetings, they should wait for the next ICANN meetings. Meanwhile, they can, you know, keep an eye on the work of the SWG, but they can only join right after the ICANN meeting when they are able to either join a meeting of SWG or the Middle East space or something that is relevant to the work of SWG. So that's my suggestion. We should open the membership right after every ICANN meetings for new members to join in. And we should not keep it open completely in around the year.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Zakir. So what I hear Rafi, Hadia, and Zakir say is that to keep it open, but with some let's say conditions. I heard, in a way that does not hinder the work of the working group. And also the other thing I heard from Zakir, and I think some also are in favor of that on the chat, is to open this periodic, membership after each ICANN meeting. So perhaps what we can do as staff, we can suggest, some language to reflect this in the charter and share it with you for further input or for approval. Now, I'm just reading through the comments. Just going up. So for Ed, well, doesn't matter really. Staff headed to manage the population. Okay, and Puya, we can actually remove members which did not have any activity and replace them with new members applied. Well, basically, I mean, this is something that was not in the current charter, so we never removed or replaced any working group members. I think this might complicate things a little bit because there will have to be a process in place to, to allow whoever is going to make the decision, whether it's the working group chair or someone else, to replace any members. And I'm not sure if this is, going to be easy, to be honest. Okay, I lost my connection, so I don't see the rest of the comments. Magali, can you read through the rest of the comments, because I can't see them right now.
Okay, can you hear me, Maher?
Yes, I can.
So there's a comment from Rafik. Maybe giving idea about workload. I see bulk of the work will happen with strategy drafting, but after it will be more oversight, giving input on implementation.
Okay, any other comments on this point?
The others? No, I think that's...
Okay.
From Hadia, opening the group periodically sounds good too. That means 3 times a year. And from Poya, open membership will be better for the group, but we should consider the process of adding new members.
Right.
And I think that's
okay. All right. So I think the action here is, as I said, we're going to draft some language reflecting your comments and share it with you. Okay. I'm still waiting for my session to come back. So I don't think you can see my screen now. Can you?
Yes, we can see. We can see the slide on the chart.
Uh-huh. Yes, we can see.
Okay. All right, but probably I'm not able to. Okay, Magali can. I need to flip the slide. And okay, let me see. Okay. Now, so now we're done with the charter. We want to move on to the second item on the agenda, which is to get started with this work, the development of the new strategy. And basically, I'm just raising the question, about how to get started. And I'm providing some, pointers to the working group members that, might help you, get started with the work. The first pointer, which we actually discussed during the last call, which is the ICANN strategic plan, the 21-25 strategic plan. We've shared the key, elements of the strategic plan with you in terms of strategic focus areas and strategic objectives. And we, explained that the working group will have to consider each of those focus areas and objectives and ask, questions such as, how those areas or objectives are relevant to the region, what, the impact of those areas on the region, what the priorities are, the trends, and so forth. And based on those questions and the discussion that the, working group shall undertake, then you can come up with some, you know, ideas or proposals about what strategic objectives to include in the region or the regional strategy. So this is one, you know, sort of guideline to follow. Another guideline would be the current regional strategy, which is due to end in 2020. The current regional strategy has three strategic objectives. You can see them on the screen. One to do with the security stability of the DNS, another one to do with promoting a healthy and competitive domain name industry, and a third one to do with clarifying ICANN's role in the internet ecosystem. Again, we advised you previously to read, at least for those who are, you know, new members of the working group, to read through the current strategy, because you might also find something, you know, useful as a guideline for you. Now, the third guideline is to...
I'm sorry, Bahir. We can't see your screen. Probably you are on the bridge.
You can't see my screen?
We cannot.
It's not shared anymore.
We cannot.
It's not shared anymore.
All right, so that's why I need to reconnect again. So give me a couple of minutes. I'm going to reconnect.
Or maybe you just need to reshare again, because the voice is there, but only the sharing.
Yeah, because I'm calling. Yeah, the voice is there because I'm calling via my phone, my mobile, but I lost my Zoom connection. So just give me a couple of minutes.
Sure.
Or otherwise, okay. Just bear with me while I'm trying to reconnect. Okay, just to save time, I'm sorry, but I'm having trouble with my internet connection. So I'm gonna carry on. It's only a couple of slides. I'm not even able to send them by email right now. So let me go through them quickly. The idea here is, again, about how to get started. So basically, I'm trying to just help you with some pointers, and I'm specifically suggesting three pointers to start with. One is the ICANN strategic plan, and we've gone through that, you know, the last call, and also during the webinars that preceded the establishment of the working group. The other one is the current regional strategy. Some of you are familiar with that because you've been part of that. Some are new, so the advice here is for you to go and read the current regional strategists just to get an idea about, you know, what the strategic objectives are, what the priorities are, and so forth. And the third pointer is for this group to have a discussion about trends and challenges that you see in the region. What are the trends and the challenges in relation to ICANN, DNS, and ICANN, you know, remit that you can, you know, identify in the Middle East? And from those, you know, trends and challenges, and also with the use of the other pointers from the ICANN strategic plan and the regional strategy, you can then start, you know, drafting or at least brainstorming about some strategic objectives, regional strategic objectives. So this is basically what I wanted to share with you under this this item. Of course, you can also consider, you know, having or getting feedback from the wider regional community. You might think about, you know, maybe conducting a survey, and of course, the staff, Fahad and myself, can help with that. You know, conducting a regional survey to get more feedback from the wider community on what the priorities are, what the trends are, and so forth. So this is something I think that the group will have to, you know, start discussing as soon as possible, because according to our timeline, we have from now till, you know, end of Jan to have a draft strategy document to share with the wider community for further input. So I'm going to stop there, but Magali, I can't see this, I'm not on on Zoom anymore, so I can't see any hands or any comments. So please, you manage that.
Okay, yes, there's a hand from Hadja.
Yes, thank you, Magali, and thank you, Beha, for this. So I basically raised my hand because I was thinking, you know, that knowing the trends and challenges of the region could be actually crucial in setting up the new strategy. Of course, the new strategy would be aligned with ICANN's strategic plan and would be, for the greatest part, based on that. But again, in order to adapt it to what the region really needs, the survey part is important. And I was wondering if we actually have time to do the survey before we actually start drafting the strategy. And if we actually do, then my suggestion would be to start putting together a survey and sending it out so that we can have a feeling of the requirements of the region, and that definitely would help us in putting the strategic goals. Thank you.
Thank you, Hadja. Any other comments?
Yes, there's a comment from Fouad Bahar saying that we should have a stock taking of what worked and didn't during the past two strategy working group. Need that study too that we had in the first one.
Can you read this again, Magali? Sorry, I couldn't hear.
Yes, so there's a comment from Fouad who said that we should have a stock taking of what worked and didn't during the past two SWG. Need that study too that we had in the first one.
Okay, we actually in the past 2 years, I mean two fiscal years, like this, the past one and the one before, we did carry out a regional survey on what worked and what didn't work in terms of regional engagement. Okay, so it's not exactly, or it was not exactly about the strategy or the strategy working group, but it was on our engagement activities, and perhaps we can share you know, the surveys with you, the questions for your information. So basically, I mean, if the group thinks that we need to carry out a survey to do stock taking or to seek input on trends, challenges, priorities, we can certainly help with that. But of course, you know, we also need to be very conscious about the time, because, you know, I mean, developing such surveys usually takes time, and then also, you know, circulating them and allowing time for community feedback, this also takes time. So we need to be very conscious about that. But I think the first step is to make sure that, you know, we're in agreement, or at least that there's a consensus about, you know, seeking feedback and input from the wider regional community. And this is more or less the purpose of this discussion today, to get a sense whether such a consensus, you know, exists or not. Any further comments on this point?
So we have a comment from Fuad, who says that the DNS industry across the region needs a baseline. We can run it in parallel. We can help in it. Hadia is with engaging the wider community. Yes.
Okay. Any further comments? Magali, shall we move forward? Because I don't see the room again. So shall we move forward, or do you see any comments or hands up?
No, there's no hands, and there are no more comments.
All right. So I think the action here is we could, you know, draft. Well, first of all, we will share with you, you know, regional surveys that we conducted in the past, just for your info. And secondly, we can work on drafting some survey, you know, addressing the points that we've just discussed. And hopefully we can finalize this over email, you know, perhaps within the next couple of weeks. Of course, meanwhile, I would still encourage the group to continue the discussion over the email. Any, you know, like, you know, especially for the new members, you know, any readings for, you know, regional strategy or the ICANN strategic plan, please try to do this as soon as possible. So that we could move ahead. Okay, now moving to the last slide, which is basically about next call. So the suggestion is to, if this time works best for the majority, like Monday, I think it's 11 a.m. UTC, we're suggesting to have the next call at the same day time. So that will be Monday, November 11th at the same time. So if this works for you, we're going to have the next call on the same time, because we're trying also to fix the time and the date or the day of the call, so that we don't need to, you know, have a doodle poll every time we want to have a call. So any objections on this suggestion?
So from Fouad Bahar, he says not at all. What is it? Yeah. This is office hour here, okay. Hadja is okay too. It works for Rafik and to Noah as well. So yes, it seems to work for everyone.
Okay. All right, very good. So we're gonna fix this day and time, at least for, you know, a few calls, and then we can revisit if others believe that, you know, the it's not suitable for them. So just to summarize, on the charter, we would like to finalize before end of the week. So we get all your feedback on this. We're going to propose language on the open membership based on today's discussion and share it with you. On the survey, we're going to, you know, share with you surveys that we did in the past, and we're going to also try to, or actually we're going to draft something for this particular task so that we could get input on the, again, trends, challenges, priorities from the wider regional community. All right, anything else? Any further comments or questions before we end the call? Magali, if you see any comments in the chat, please read them out.
So no, there are no comments, Maher.
All right. Then thank you, everyone, for joining. For those who will be in Montreal next week, I look forward to meeting you there. And for the rest, we're going to continue our communication on the mailing list, and we're going to speak again in 2 weeks, November 11th, as agreed. Thank you and have a good day all. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.